This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Tall fescue is a cool season perennial grass adapted to the soils and climate of the eastern third of Kansas. Fescue can persist under limited fertility conditions and really flourishes with management, useful as forage as well as erosion management along waterways and pond dams. Fescue will grow when the average temperatures are as low as 34 degrees Fahrenheit, but it thrives when temps are above 45 degrees. Summer growth is hindered by hot conditions and low moisture, with little growth occurring above 85 degrees. Grazing should be avoided during late June, July, and August to prevent grass damage and low animal performance. Pasture should be rested during summer months and allow the plants to increase vigor. Animals readily graze fescue during April, May, and June, and again in the fall. Tall fescue is the best adapted cool season perennial grass in southeast Kansas for winter use. Thus, it can provide most of the spring, fall, and winter feed for a cow herd. Fescue should be used in conjunction with warm season forage crops like native grasses, Bermuda grass, or warm season annuals to provide summer forage. For the fall 2022 grazing season, I've received lots of calls about the persistence of stands through the severe drought conditions. Fescue generally breaks dormancy when temperatures are consistently below 85 degrees and moisture is received. For some areas of the Wildcat Extension District, enough moisture has been welcomed and the temperatures have favored fescue growth. To find out if fescue is dormant or didn't survive the drought, check your typical stands. If plants are crispy and the roots come out of the soil with little tugging, chances are the plants did not survive. There's likely still a seed bed present that may emerge late or next season. If you're in this situation, consider using a cool season annual forage crop like oats to get through the next few months. Reestablishing a fescue stand will need to wait until fall of 23 in our area. In fescue stands that are greening up, keep the grazing pressure off until the leaves are a minimum of 4 inches tall. 6 inches is better. These leaves are the solar panels that will build the root system and grow thrifty plants. The plants will become more winter hardy with sturdy root systems. I've seen fescue coming through in pastures that received very light spring grazing pressure and no summer harvest of hay or grazing. But in pastures that were sacrificed due to lack of available feedstuffs, the picture is a lot gloomier. While tall fescue is not a silver bullet to any grazing system, it can decrease the days of feeding hay. To incorporate fescue on your operation, I'd be happy to work with you. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.